Which brings us to today's action guide. And it's gonna be this. If you've not yet done so, make sure to find a time today when you have some alone time, your car, back at home, to do an incantation. And that can be 30 seconds, it can be 2 minutes, but you're gonna get your focus, your physiology, and your language to match this confident state. And you wanna do that because it gives you a visceral experience of using your body like a control panel, where you can dial confidence up in 30 seconds. And you can dial it really way up if you do this for 2 minutes to the point where it's like, I'm buzzing. Now, I want you to do this, not so that every single day you have to do an incantation, which by the way, if you like it that much, absolutely do so, but so that you are more mindful of the way that you are using your body. Because once you do that and you realize that you spend a lot of your conversations like this, you're gonna go, what am I doing? Why would I wanna sabotage myself from that excellent feeling that I could have if I allowed myself to tap more into it? So that's it, and it's easy today because there's actually a second action guide. This is one that we're gonna continue throughout the week. It's gonna become very important on day 5, so make sure to do it. And it's the idea of sentence completions. Now, this is something that I first picked up from Nathaniel Brandon, who is a psychologist, and he works a lot on self-esteem. Sentence completions are, you start with a stem, and it's just the first part of a sentence. It might be, self-esteem means to me. Or, if I was 5% more aware of my surroundings today, I would dot, dot, dot. Just the first part of a sentence. And what you're gonna do with these stems that I will give you beneath this video is either freehand or I type them out. I'm constantly on my computer these days, so I like to type, is to as fast as you can and almost disengaging that thoughtful, I have to get the right answer part of your mind, just type. And if it's gobbledygook, which comes after, that's totally fine. We're looking for gut responses. And you wanna type anywhere from 6 to 10 answers for each stem. They can repeat, they can be silly, they can be nonsensical. And the reason we allow this is because when you move very, very quickly, you're bypassing some of your ego defense mechanisms, which take just a split second to click in. And while there might be a lot of mush there, what you'll tend to see is that there's patterns. And you're gonna find that there are ways, you know, if I was 5% more self-aware today or 5% more confident today, I would stand up for myself when this person is mean to me. And you might see that come up 4 times throughout this week's sentence stems. This is going to highlight areas in your life where you are perhaps unconsciously sabotaging your self-esteem by not validating your own experience. There's something inside of you that you know that you should be doing, but because it's too scary, or because you're afraid of the outcome, or because you wouldn't want someone to perceive you a certain way, you don't do it. And this is gonna call that to light. And the reason that we write quickly and the reason that we allow all those garbage answers to happen is because we need to get around the defense mechanism that is telling us, no, 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 we don't wanna mess with that. So do your sentence completion stems, do your incantations, and that is gonna be it for your first day. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow.